Can we truly satisfy the demands of objectivity when it comes to God? A physicist would recognize our reality sandwich with no difficulty. The material world has long since dissolved for the great quantum thinkers. After Einstein made time and space into fluid things that merge into each other, the traditional universe couldn't hold up. In the reality sandwich of physics, there are also three levels. Material reality, the world of objects and events. Quantum reality, or the quantum domain, a transition zone where energy turns into matter. Virtual reality, or virtual domain, the place beyond time and space, the origin of the universe. It isn't just coincidence that these three layers parallel the religious worldview. The two models have to parallel each other because they are both delineated by the brain. Science and religion are not really opposites, but just very different ways of trying to decode the universe. Mystics journey into the transition zone closer to God, and while we might visit there for a few moments of joy, they have found the secret of remaining there far longer. Instead of wondering about the mystery of life, a saint lives it. Yet even without adequate words to explain that experience, we find certain similarities from culture to culture. The body's heaviness becoming as if weightless. A sense of floating or looking down from above is felt. Breathing becomes lighter, rarefied, more even. Physical pain or discomfort is much lessened. A sense of energy streams through the body. Color and sound are heightened. Increased sensitivity to all sense. A common phrase for this sensation, which one hears over and over, is going into the light. It's a phenomenon not limited to saints. Some or all of these bodily changes occur to common people. Existence breaks through its drab routine with a surge of bliss and purity. Some mystics describe these moments as timeless. But what if we could steady our flash of ecstasy and learn to explore this strange new territory? The sacred isn't a feeling, it is a place. The problem is that when you try to journey there, material reality keeps pulling you back again. Let me bring these abstract terms down to earth. Some of the following experiences have occurred to all of us. In the midst of danger, you feel suddenly cared for and protected. You deeply fear a crisis in your personal life, but when it comes, you experience a sudden calmness. A stranger makes you feel a sudden rush of love. An infant or young child looks into your eyes, and for a second, you believe that an old soul is looking at you. Looking at the sky, you have a sense of infinite space. Whenever you have any such experiences, your brain has responded in an unusual way. It has responded to God. If we only knew it, God's most cherished secrets are hidden inside the human skull. Ecstasy, eternal love, grace, and mystery. To find a window to God, you have to realize that your brain is layered into regions that are ruled by different impulses. The new kingdoms are full of higher thought, poetry, and love. The old kingdoms are more primordial, ruled by instinct, power, and survival. In the old kingdoms, each of us is a hunter. The oldest hunter lurking in our brains is after bigger prey, God Himself. And the motive isn't to fight or die, but to find our speck of joy and truth that nothing in the world can erase. The one thing we cannot survive is chaos. We evolved to find God. God for us is not a choice, but a necessity. Your brain is hardwired to find God. Until you do, you will not know who you are. However, our brains don't lead us automatically to spirit. Seeking has always been necessary. Unable to take in the totality of God, we get hints from the brain. To return to a few of those simple examples I gave, in the midst of danger, you feel suddenly cared for and protected. Spirit is being revealed through fight or flight. You deeply fear a crisis in your personal life, but when it comes, you experience a sudden calmness. Spirit is being revealed through restful awareness. A stranger makes you feel a sudden rush of love. Spirit is being revealed through the visionary response. An infant or young child looks into your eyes, and for a second you believe that an old soul is looking at you. Spirit is being revealed through intuition. Looking at the sky, you have a sense of infinite space. Spirit is being revealed through unity. It is typical of modern life to believe that nature is set up to be random and chaotic. This is far from true. Life looks meaningless when you have worn out old responses, old realities, and an old version of God. To bring God back, we have to follow new, even strange responses wherever they lead us. As one spiritual teacher wisely put it, the material world is infinite, but it is a boring infinity. The really interesting infinity lies beyond.